Okay.
What can you tell us about Grant Clipsom today?
Well, Grant Clipsom has been put on a seven-day IR retroactive. He won't be in the game on Tuesday, but he'll be available for the game on Friday. And that's it.
Is Paul Postma an option for tomorrow then to be in?
What's taken place is that both Cormier and Party have cleared waivers, and then they become reavailable to us again. Cormier will be reassigned to St. John's. Party will come back on our roster. And so we'll have a decision to make whether we want to put Party in the game or Paul Postma in the game versus Edmonton.
What about Zach Redman?
Zach Redman will be reassigned to St. John's.
I'd like to see the growth of Jacob Trouba from the start of camp to now.
You know what? I think Jacob's been, judging from his first game, was a tough game. I mean, you're playing Washington. I thought there was big ice. I thought it was a little bit tough, for not only him, for a lot of guys. But I thought he made huge strides from game one to game two, and I think that he's really played quite well here through the rest of training camp. I think he's been pretty much a bright light for us.
A lot of coaching the last 2 days for you?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to get some energy and some pace going yesterday. Today was more of a teaching team play, quite a few questions out there, which is good. I think the questions are good. We're trying to sort through those things and get our group playing with our team play. And it was because of our schedule during training camp, it was a little bit difficult to teach with our group. We didn't have the guys together and stuff like that. So it was good. So a good couple of days. We had a very good team building 3 days here. We accomplished a lot. We accomplished the things we wanted to do, and I think the players were very receptive to it. And now we just got to go out and play the game and look for a win in Edmonton.
You excited about tomorrow, or what's kind of your mental mindset here 1 day away?
For me, I'm excited. I think the players will be excited to get playing, you know, get playing for the real deal. And, you know, I think that the big thing for us we'll be looking for is to do the necessary things that we've worked on to get ourselves a win.
Players have talked a lot about accountability the last couple of days, that buy-in process. How important is that when a team's trying to take the next step?
Well, I think it's really important, but I think the big thing you have to understand is these things don't happen overnight. This is a process, and I think for us the big thing is we're going to be, accountability is huge. Accountability with the staff to the players, accountability within the room. But that is a process that takes time to develop, and that's something that we're looking forward to starting tomorrow. So it'll be big in the game tomorrow to a degree, but it won't be all-encompassing in one game, you know. So for us, we're looking to make sure that we're aware of what we're trying to accomplish, and we trust in the process.